Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mavi Bolaños in Fresno, and here are some of the California stories we're following. More rain is expected across the state today, and several parts of the state could see a rare tornado strike, according to the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center. The center forecasts a 5% chance of tornadoes across the Sacramento Valley. The Central Valley and coastal region in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara could also see strong to severe thunderstorms, which could include thunder and lightning today. Storm chasers like Michael Steinberg, a student at Chico State, are on the lookout for tornadoes, and some even traveled from out of state to see them.
And once we kind of get a really good sense of, okay, this is where the storm is going to be, that's where we're going to be setting up. And then once we start seeing these storms pop up on satellite and on radar, that's when the chase is on.
Flash flood warnings have been issued for parts of Santa Barbara County through the late morning hours as several inches of rain are expected in the region. The Sierra foothills could see several feet of snow in this latest storm, and drivers are being urged to avoid mountain roads if possible. A backcountry avalanche warning is in effect this morning, and dangerous avalanche conditions will continue through Wednesday in the Sierra Nevada. In Temecula Valley, teachers and parents who sued the school board over a ban on critical race theory and a transgender notification policy can move forward with their case. A Riverside County Superior Court judge denied the district's request to dismiss it. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
The lawsuit alleges the controversial policies are discriminatory and violate California's constitution. Meanwhile, the school board's attorneys argue the ban on critical race theory and notifying parents if their child is transgender fall under the board's freedom of speech. Both were pushed through by the Temecula board's conservative Christian majority. Amanda Mangasser Savage is the attorney representing the parents and teachers who sued. She says this ruling is a big win.
This case has the potential to really set an example so that school districts across the state know that they will be held accountable for their actions.
Meanwhile, the attorneys for the district say they're confident they'll prevail. The plaintiffs have also asked the court to stop the policies from being enforced while their suit continues. A hearing on that will be held Friday. For the California Report, I'm Madison Ament.
Some Sacramento organizations prepare people from underrepresented communities to serve in public office. Cap Radio's Sacramento government reporter Kristen Lamb went to a training designed to empower Latinos.
In this classroom, fellows in the Nueva Época program are finding out if they have communication styles like assertive or avoidant.
So, like the assertive one?
No, avoiding.
Avoidant. Okay, avoiding. But avoiding is a very, very important skill set.
Nueva Época means new era, and it started after the COVID pandemic began. The program aims to build a Latino leadership pipeline, preparing people to influence civic policy decisions. The latest regional Hispanic economic report shows roughly 1 in 4 people living in the Sacramento area are Latino, but they are underrepresented in public office. Adrian Ruiz co-created the Nueva Época program.
It truly is a place for members of the Latino, Latinx, Hispanic community and its allies to sit together and talk about who we are, how do we make sure that we're represented, and also how do we make sure that we heal from our own traumas.
The program has helped put more than 70 fellows on boards and commissions, including Elizabeth Esquivel. She serves on the Yolo County Board of Education. The program not only gave her technical skills, but reaffirmed her belief that she belongs on the board.
You need to speak up. You come from a single-parent household, from a low-income background. You're first generation. You need to have a voice to represent those students that are not always represented.
Nueva Época isn't the only program supporting people from underrepresented backgrounds. Stonewall Democrats of Greater Sacramento connects LGBT people with opportunities and collaborates with other organizations. Jonathan Cook is the Stonewall Dems president. He says it's important to both elect queer candidates and build a bench of people who could run for office at all levels of government.
Especially at this moment where trans rights and trans issues are under attack in so many places, even here in California.
Evan Minton trained with Stonewall Dems and the Victory Fund, which also works to elect LGBT people, about 3 years ago. Now he's running for a state assembly seat that represents a large part of Sacramento County. Minton could become the first openly transgender person to serve as a California state lawmaker. He says one thing he took away from the training is the importance of being his authentic self on the campaign trail.
Folks in underrepresented communities often don't see ourselves in government. So unless we're recruited or asked or prepared or trained to run, then we just might not do it.
Minton is running in the March primary election. More Sacramento area public offices will be up for election in November. It's unclear how many people who've trained with groups like Stonewall Dems will decide to run for office then. But even more program participants could run for office in the years to come. Marissa Gutierrez-Green is a current Nueva Apoca fellow. She says she's open to seeking elected office in the future.
Just getting in that mindset of kind of exploring what is available, what's the need, has been really eye-opening.
Avoiding understands that there are some things that are...
For now, she's learning from the program and her peers. For the California Report, I'm Kristen Lam in Sacramento.
And that is the California Report for Monday, February 19th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/LBCA. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a cleaner, healthier, more secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.